Welcome back to another exciting podcast from the Pollock Library. These are created especially for our nursing students here at Cal State Fullerton. And in this module, we're going to be looking at the Cochrane Library Database. Now, the Cochrane Library relates specifically to evidence-based medicine. Just to give you a little bit of context, evidence-based practice, EBM, I know you're learning a lot about this in your coursework and in your own clinical settings, but in a nutshell, it's using your own individual clinical expertise and experience along with outside clinical evidence, and of course taking into account individual patient preferences or circumstances, but using those three to make the most informed and best decisions in terms of healthcare with patients. So a working definition of EBM is the conscientious, explicit, and judicious use of current best evidence in making decisions about the care of individual patients. All right, so I've used the word evidence probably about 14 times by now. What do we mean by the word evidence here? Well, evidence comes in many different shapes and sizes, and you may have seen this this diagram before, sort of the hierarchy of evidence, the pyramid of evidence. So at the very bottom would be the in vitro test tube type research. And as we move up the ladder, we're talking about animal research, case reports, case series, cohort studies. And near the top is the randomized controlled double-blind study. And the crowning jewel in the pyramid of evidence in terms of literature is the systematic review and meta-analysis. Now, the systematic review is one of the greatest achievements and developments in relation to evidence-based medicine. It's an attempt to summarize the very best available evidence on a topic. So a systematic review identifies an intervention for a specific disease or other problem in healthcare and determines whether or not it works or to what extent. And these are very specific. For example, does soy have any influence or effect on women taking tamoxifen following breast cancer? You know, so very particular. And to do this, to identify whether or not something works, the authors identify and locate, evaluate, and then synthesize as many relevant scientific studies as possible. They then summarize their conclusions about this effectiveness. And the systematic review really provides a unique collation of all the known evidence so that others can review all these primary studies if they want to go check on follow up on those. Now, systematic review differs from other types of literature reviews in that it adheres to a very particular design and format, hoping to make them more comprehensive, minimize any chance of bias, and ensure reliability. So they indeed should contain all known references to trials on this particular intervention and a comprehensive summary of those. Very specific format, and we'll see this in just a moment when we look at some samples. It's 10 elements here in a systematic review. They provide the objectives or exactly what they're looking at, the criteria for including various studies, you know, certain population or date range. They tell you how they're going to identify the studies, i.e. which databases are they going to search and what keywords are they going to use, any limits. They'll tell you how they're going to review the item, each study. And they'll give you, after they've collected all these studies, they will describe each one, tell you the methodology, the population, and the results and conclusions. Back in the systematic review, they'll provide an analysis and a comparison and a synthesis of all these studies. The authors will discuss this, and they should also identify any potential conflicts of interest, any pharmaceutical companies underwriting any of the studies. They'll give a reference list for each of the studies, and one unique aspect of these is that they allow feedback. So there's constant updating and feedback from people around the world. All right, so where do you find these systematic reviews? Well, they are published as articles in medical and nursing journals. And of course, you can then find those in PubMed or Medline. CINAHL also will index those from the journals. But the best source would be the Cochrane Library. Really, they have a whole library of systematic reviews. So the Cochrane is actually a collection of several databases that index evidence. But again, their main product is this database of systematic reviews. It goes back to about 1993. It is international in scope and effort. It's named after, in honor of, Archibald Cochrane, who in the 1900s was a well-known British medical researcher, epidemiologist. And he stressed the importance of using evidence from the randomized controlled trial, in that it was more likely to provide reliable information than other types of evidence. So it's named in his honor. So to get to the Cochrane Library, again, it's one of our library databases, so you're going to head to the library homepage, www.library.fullerton.edu, and link into either the databases A to Z list over on the left. That's where I like to go because it's faster if you know exactly which database you want. Or get into Find Articles and go again to that nursing section, and it will be listed there, Cochrane Library. All right, so once you're in, this is the what the opening screen looks like. We purchased this through Wiley. It's a vendor that has the internet contract as a publisher for the Cochrane Library. You can see, sort of like a journal, you can see what's new, what are the most recent reviews that have been published, or any updates or new protocols. To do a real quick search, there's a box in the upper right-hand corner where you can type in a few words there and see quickly if there's anything on your topic. You can also do quite a bit of browsing here. If you're not exactly sure what topic you might be interested in, a great place to come here to browse either by topic or the A to Z list or by review group. You know, they have different types of medical researchers examining different topics. By browsing, you can look at some fairly large categories, anesthesia, breast cancer, cystic fibrosis. And as you get into each of these, you can certainly drill down to the subcategories here. So I'm down under intravenous anesthetics. I'm into, non-steroid anti-inflammatory drugs and perioperative bleeding in pediatric tonsillectomy. So let's see. Let's move on here. If we want to do a specific search, click on the advanced search link there. And here we'll take you to those boxes that you're used to seeing where you plug in your keywords. So for this example, say we're interested in music therapy. So I would type that in right there. I would, instead of searching all text, because that might pull up too many, just any items that have music therapy in it. I need that pretty, I want to refine that a bit. So I'm going to tell it to search for only music therapy in the title, abstract, or keyword. So you have to change that in the little pull-down menu there. I'm going to couple that part of my topic with depression. Is music therapy used in treating or alleviating depression? So in that next box, I'll say depression, or maybe think of some synonyms, like or mood disorder, or I thought I could put in maybe psych here, kind of the root word psych, do a little truncation. So put in the root of the word, P-S-Y-C, and that little asterisk, the shift 8, and then that'll pick up any letters afterwards. So it will pick up like psychosis, psychological, any other variances on that word. All right, so we run that search and get about 11 results here. You can look at the title of each to see how relevant it is to you, how interesting. They're listed here, music therapy for schizophrenia, music therapy for autistic spectrum disorder, complementary and alternative therapies for pain management in labor. So let's take a look at one entitled Music for Pain Relief. And this was a review published in 2006, so quite current. over on the left-hand side, you can see those different elements that we talked about, the objectives of their study, their what criteria they use to include or not include a study, how they found the studies, descriptions, and all that. So if you want to go to a particular component right there, but probably you want to get into just the PDF, the Adobe Acrobat version of the entire thing. And you can see these are fairly lengthy. They're fairly substantial. This one's 48 pages and has one, two, three, four reviewers here, four collaborators in this review. The table of contents you can sift through right here. One little handy thing they give you right at the opening, on the opening page, is the recommendation on citing a review in the Cochrane database. So they provide that for you there. They give you in the abstract, they break it down as they typically would in a research study, you know, their objectives of the study, and then how they collected these studies. Remember, they're not doing the actual studies, though, in this systematic review. They're only looking at what other people did. A real brief look at their search strategy. It looks like they searched the Cochrane Library, Medline, Embase, PsycINFO, no language restriction. And then they give you a brief author's conclusion here. Listening to music reduces pain intensity levels and opiate requirements, but the magnitude of those benefits is small, and therefore its clinical importance unclear. Also, a plain language summary is provided here. So these reviews, excellent evidence for you as nurses, for physicians, but also for the patient, you know, as consumers of this type of information. So they provide this nice, tiny, plain language summary here. Here in more detail, they share how they found the studies. So they tell you exactly which keywords they use, what date parameters they used, subject headings, keywords. And it looks like they included 51 studies here. 51 studies. So they provide some results, and then ultimately the author's conclusions here. Again, they're going to provide the references of each of those 51 studies. So if this is a topic of interest to you, you really have hit a gold mine. Somebody has done your literature review for you. So you may want to follow up on some of these studies, track down the original articles, and look at the original studies. They do provide a description of each of the studies, tell you, you know, what type of research methods were used, what population was studied, and the findings and conclusions for each of the studies. They do that meta-analysis where they really compare and contrast each of the studies so they can ultimately synthesize those. One little side note here, you'll see there's a little chart here with the mean difference. The little horizontal lines, small lines there on either side of the vertical axis. And actually, that's the impetus for the Cochrane Library logo. So if you're, when you look at that again, you might look at that a little bit differently. So the reviews are provided in Adobe Acrobat format, so you can print them off, save them to a disk, or email them to yourself. Remember I mentioned that there were actually five databases within the Cochrane Library. So if you want to go look at individual clinical trials or search only the technology assessments, you can do that. But when you're searching the Cochrane Library as a whole, you're searching all of these simultaneously. But you can see, let's see, how many reviews do they have at this time? About 4,500 as of January 2007. Here. A couple little side notes. You may come across items that only provide a citation. It'll say just record only. And so when you link in, there's no full text. So like in this example, this is actually a journal article that was published. So it wasn't published just in the Cochrane Library. It was published in a journal. This one was in the Journal of Cancer Education. So because of copyright, Cochrane doesn't have the full text of this. So If you encounter this and you want this article, you'll need to go to the library homepage to that Find Journals by Title, look up that journal and see if we have access to it to track it down, or use interlibrary loan if we don't have it. So just so you're aware, you may come across that. The little icons that they provide there, you'll see protocols where they haven't actually completed the systematic review yet, but they've identified what they're going to study and how they're going to do it. And then the little R stands for review. So that's about it for the Cochrane Library. Hope you enjoy it. A lot of great resources there. If they've got one on your topic, they don't have a review on every topic out there, but hopefully they have yours.